You've done the work, collected bids, compared scope, leveled the numbers, followed up on gaps. You know which vendor is the right choice and why. Now comes the part that makes a lot of property managers uncomfortable, presenting that recommendation to ownership. Not because they don't know their stuff, but because the format and structure of that presentation determines whether ownership approves quickly with confidence or responds with a wave of follow-up questions that delay the project and erode the PM's credibility. The disconnect. Property managers and owners experience the bid process from opposite sides. You live in the details, vendor communications, scope nuances, pricing breakdowns. Ownership sees the decision from a portfolio perspective, cost impact, risk exposure, and whether the process was handled competently. This gap creates a common pattern. PMs present too much operational detail. Owners want the strategic summary. The result? A meeting that drags, follow-up questions that feel like second-guessing, and a PM who walks away feeling like their expertise isn't trusted. The fix is structural, not personal. Ownership isn't questioning your judgment. They're asking for the information in a format that matches how they make decisions. The one-page framework. The full guide walks you through a one-page recommendation format built around four questions that ownership is always asking, whether they say them out loud or not. Question 1. What are we deciding? State the project, scope, and timeline clearly. Don't assume they remember the context. An owner overseeing 20 properties may not recall the specifics of your HVAC request from 3 weeks ago. Question 2. Who did we consider? List every vendor who bid, including those who declined or didn't respond. This shows the process was competitive and thorough. Question 3. What does the comparison show? This is your leveled comparison, not raw numbers from proposals, but an adjusted apples-to-apples view that accounts for scope differences. And critically, highlight where the lowest price is not the best value and explain why in one sentence. That preempts the single most common ownership question. Question 4. What do you recommend and why? State your recommendation, give 2 or 3 reasons prioritized by what ownership cares about, value, risk, and timeline. And you're done. One managing director we interviewed made it clear, regardless of who the team recommends, she needs to understand why. Not just the number, the reasoning, handling the follow-ups. Even with a strong one-pager, follow-up questions will happen. The guide covers the 3 most predictable ones and how to prepare for each. The short version, why not the lowest bidder, is answered by your leveled comparison. Have we used this vendor before? Is answered by your project history. And can we get the price down? Deserves an honest answer about what's negotiable and what trade-offs that would create. These aren't challenges to your competence. They're due diligence. And when you're prepared for them, they become opportunities to demonstrate command of the process rather than scrambles to justify a decision. What changes when you get this right? When your recommendations consistently arrive clear, documented, and defensible, something shifts. Ownership stops second-guessing, approval timelines shorten, and you get back the autonomy to do your job without friction. As one property manager told us, when you have a formal process, you can stand behind it. If anyone questions your pricing or your vendor selection, there's a structured trail that shields you. That's not just efficiency, that's professional protection. The complete guide includes the full one-page template, specific language examples for each section, and a breakdown of how to build documentation that protects you long after the project is finished. It's all on this page, and it's worth the read.